taking a moment to settle into your seat, letting go of the morning you've already had, and letting yourself just arrive, however you are. And continuing our theme of generosity, and particularly generosity of time today. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this sort of foundational idea underneath all of the paramitas or the perfections, is that we're really tapping into our common humanity, that we're able to be generous and sharing, patient with people, because we see our common humanity. And I also want to remind us and remember that that goes towards us as well, that we're included in that sense of humanity, and to not forget ourselves when we come to particularly taking the time to care for ourselves. Sometimes we can think of it as an either-or proposition, but when we really look at our common humanity, that includes us too. And today I wanted to offer a quote from this book called The World Could Be Otherwise by Norman Fisher. It's a book I've been reading about the paramitas, and I think he puts it so beautifully, so I'll just quote from him. He says that eating well, getting exercise, and sleep, knowing when enough is enough or too much, these are necessary practices of the perfection of generosity. Maybe you feel guilty taking care of yourself when the world and all your friends are in such pain, but think about it. If you don't take care of your health, state of mind, and general well-being, what good will you be to others? When people give you gifts in an exhausted and semi-resentful manner, it doesn't make you feel joy. You'd wish they'd take care of themselves, not you. The same is true for you. Practice the perfection of generosity with a spirit of abundance and happiness, not resentment and exhaustion. Taking excellent and loving care of yourself is a skillful means in the practice of the perfection of generosity. So remembering that we can spend time on our own self-care in nourishing kinds of ways is part of this generosity. And so I want to invite you today, as you settle into your seat, really leaning into that sense of generosity and considering how you're spending your time with yourself. Are you paying attention to yourself in a generous, healthy way, as opposed to being stingy or self-indulgent? Does it come from that sense of abundance and your own self-worth in this common humanity? So, taking our seat, moving towards the formal practice, feeling the sense of ground underneath us, the sense of being supported in our practice and in our life. Feeling that ground of generosity, the sense of abundance for you and for others. As if you were stepping into a stream of abundance. Giving and receiving. And then from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, connecting to your natural human dignity, your place in the common humanity. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth of our practice and common humanity together.